Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Metal Magdalene with Jet right here on Metal Messiah Radio. Tonight on our show, we have a very special guest. We have Flo of Cryptopsy. Welcome to the show, Flo.
Hey, thank you for having me.
You know, even the name of your band is a tongue twister for me.
Just think, I'll clear it up for you. Think crypt and autopsy, and then put them together, and it's Cryptopsy.
Okay, I'm going to try that. Let's see.
People will hear it as well, so there's no...
Cryptopsy,
yeah.
Cryptopsy, got it.
Hey, we were kids when we came up. It's not the best marketing name.
That's all right, I got it. Cryptopsy, okay. Okay, Flo, now, Cryptopsy has been around now for like some 20 years, right? Even longer than that if you include like the necrosis years.
Right.
Now, you really have been the constant member of the band. I mean, I know we only have a little bit of time, but what kind of a trials and tribulations have you seen in the band through all the years?
Wow. I've seen lots of things. I mean, I've seen people come and people go.
Lots of them?
Yeah, I've seen good contracts and bad contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it to us. I've seen bad contracts. And lots of things. I mean, yeah, you know, who would have thought that I'd still be doing this, you know, today? And it's weird, too, because, I mean, when we started the band, I was just, like, playing drums for fun. It was fun.
Yep.
Love. It wasn't a passion, you know what I mean?
You were a kid. Everything's fun then.
Everything's fun and, you know, fun and games and free beer.
Yep.
So, and then it just evolved, you know? Like, the more I was in this and the more I was doing this, the more I fell in love with drums and music and all sorts of music and what have you. And then as I was getting more passionate, other people weren't. People came, people went. I mean, it's, you know, and it's not, you know, it's not like we're making pop rock here, so we're not, you know, swimming in the bucks. So people, you know, choose their career path. I chose to stick around and try to make drumming and what have you, my career. So, I mean, to be actually really short, as far as an answer goes, just life happens. And we just roll with it, you know what I mean?
And it wasn't that's pretty much it with your band. I mean, this one left because he wanted to be with his wife and his daughter. This one left because he got married and he wanted to settle down. Now they probably all want to come back. Hey,
yeah.
Couple of years with the wife and kids are probably like, please, I want to come back. Yeah, you had your chance.
There you go. Now, people in a band, just like in a relationship, have to be on the same page.
Right,
and,
of course.
And when they're not and the band suffers because of it, then that's what change has to happen. That's mostly what we've been plagued with, you know?
And speaking of that, with so many, like, vocalists changing, how did that change, like, the dynamic of the band? And aren't the vocalist changes the types of changes that affect the listeners the most? You know, that's how they always associate with a band.
Yeah, true, yes. But, I mean, you know, change for me and for other members, past and present, sometimes it's good.
Oh, yeah.
For that dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
To create newness, if you wish, to create art, to create energy. I mean, this constant, the kind of like evolution, change is something that feeds us, that feeds our energy, that feeds our brains. You know, a different idea. You know, like 5 heads is good, but 25 heads is even better.
That's right.
You know what I mean? That's the way we feel about it, and. And I'm not gonna, you know, I mean, if, like, John came back to write. That's it. He came back to write an album. That's it. He doesn't want to tour the album. He doesn't like touring and this and that. And I said, fine, you know, let's just have fun. Let's just play. Let's compose and let's play music. And it ended up being an album. You know, that's what we put out.
Yeah, and, like, you know, you guys, just like everybody, you grow up, like you said, you're young when you get in the band. Mm-hmm. Shit happens, not to sound cliche, but, you know, and I think most people understand that, especially once they get older, they'll understand that probably more than when they're younger. And me being older, I totally understand that. But even with, you know, with your band in particular, the whole thing was, you know, a lot of the fans are like, you know, well, you know, Lord Worm, you know. Yeah. Lord Worm left the band in 97, came back in, you know, 2003, then left again and then came back again. And what, I mean, did you hear like any kind of fan crap during that time?
Do we hear fan crap?
Yeah, like, oh, what the hell? How come he's gone?
Like, constantly. We just don't understand, you know.
No.
Like, you know, it's like, I'll give an example.
Sure.
Okay? You're on Facebook and you're on your Cryptopsy page, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Some fan, just like, his comment is, get Lord Worm back.
Okay? Right.
So first of all, you're ordering me to do something.
That's not right? How you make friends, right?
Right, because you have any say in it. I mean, I'd love to please everybody. I'd love to. I'm a very positive kind of guy.
Uh-huh.
But I can't.
Right.
And there's a reason why Lord Worm's not in the band. Right?
Of course.
And people start.
They don't know.
You know, people start thinking about that and adopt a 2+2 logic scheme. Then they'll realize that, hey, you know, let's just listen to something else if we don't like it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's just move on. But, you know, you got diehards, and you got diehards and everything, you know, and it's hard to understand them sometimes, you know what I mean? You can't, you know, it's like trying to, I don't know, it's just weird. So, you know, if you want to write, you know, bring Lord Worm back on the Facebook page or whatever, you won't get an answer back.
There you go.
Oh, it is.
And, you know, I actually kind of like the changes because, you know, you had to, you know, the guy there from my neck of the woods who kind of hardcore singing for you. His name slips me, DeSalvo, I think.
Mike,
was
Mike DeSalvo?
Yeah, right. So he's from like the Boston area, but a whole different element, at least in my ears, to the band. You know what I mean? And then
the
so. Yeah, and it's just, it's kind of nice to see the band, I don't want to say really change, but just kind of do something different, you know, kind of exciting. But you're always going to have those fans that don't want any change, you know?
Of course.
They want everything to be, but whatever.
But there's no way as a musician that I can do the same album over and over again.
No, absolutely not.
There's no way. Especially not, like I said, in this kind of field where it's like carte blanche. You can do anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's
right.
Telling you, no, you have to have this many snare, you know, per measure, or else it's not going to sell.
Right.
Nobody's telling me that, so it's up to me. And I'm not making millions, so I'm not.
No.
Nope. You know,
so you might as well be happy, at least, you know, with what you're doing.
You know, I like to make music that I'm happy about, exactly.
Now, hey,
and it's really cool if other people like it.
Yeah, and you know, while we're on the subject of vocalists, you know, after he left the last time is when you got your current vocalist, right, Matt Magachi. What, how do you say his last name? I'm terrible with last names.
Yeah, but that's a hard one too. Magachi.
Okay.
Yep.
So, and he's your current vocalist now, right?
Right.
How would you describe Matt's style of singing?
It's awesome. Matt can do anything. Matt can sing clean, he can sing high, he can sing low, he can sing in rhythm, he can articulate, he doesn't articulate sometimes. He's a musician.
Yeah.
He sings vocals. That's what we wanted. That's what I wanted from the get-go. When you join a band, you want every musician to be as, you know, as
sure
notch as they can.
Yep.
You know, and then we had like, when we were like doing Cryptopsy, Steve Tebow and I would be like, shit, you know, I'm sorry, I don't want to swear, but
it doesn't matter. This is a metal station. I've heard a lot worse. Okay. I've learned soon some new words.
I try not to, though. But it'd be like, you know, it'd be really cool if Lord Worm could actually sing patterns that would match the music, and
mm-hmm.
That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened with Whisper Supremacy. We were writing music that was really technical and really rhythmic,
mm-hmm.
and it just wasn't working out anymore with, you know, Lord Worm style.
Right.
But that's what we changed, and Mike was a lot more rhythmic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way things are. That's just the way things go. And, I mean, you know, like I said, you can't please everybody, but, you know, at least try to please ourselves.
That's right. Well, if you can't please yourselves, then that's pretty bad. No, you know what?
Like yourself, chances are you're not going to like anybody else, you know?
That's true. So, you know, tell us who's in the band now, then. Tell everybody who's in there.
Okay, so right now it's it is a new lineup. So, Matt Magachi on vocals,
mm-hmm.
Myself, Flo Mounier on drums, Chris Donaldson, lead guitar, Yuri Remo on guitar, backing vocals, and Olivier Pinard on bass.
There you go. And now this year, been a pretty busy year for you guys, right? None So Vile re-released on vinyl, right?
Yeah. None So Vile, Blasphemy, and Gentle released on vinyl. The new album, Cryptopsy, is out.
Yep, that came out a few months ago. What have fan reactions been like to that so far?
Awesome.
Good.
I'm thrilled. I mean, 95% positive, so it's great. And the reviews have been amazing reviews. So it's been doing really well.
It has, and you've kind of, gone back to your, almost, I don't know, I don't hate to sound cliche, but it's almost like you kind of come full circle a little bit.
Well, that's what people say, but I'll tell you why. It's not, I mean, not for me. I haven't changed really anything that I've done except for Evolve personally as a musician.
Right.
But what came back was John. He wrote most of the albums with me. So, of course, if he comes back and writes something with me, it's going to sound like what we've done in the past, right?
Absolutely.
Spoken King was so different is because it was a totally different writing team. Totally different. With, like, new members, freshly there. So it was a bit of an experiment, if you wish, with a new team.
So then why did you self-title this album?
20 years.
Yeah, nice. Years. We're still here. I loved that you did that. I'm like, it's like 20 years. This is who we are. What else do you want?
it's pretty much that. I mean, that's pretty much the explanation for it. And plus, I was like, trying to find ideas, and I was just like, oh no.
We're just thinking too much.
Thinking too much. No, the guys wanted a self-titled, and I figured
it was time.
It was time. It was fitting.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is with its sound. Okay, this brings us to the big moment. On November 19th, you're releasing your new Best Of collection, The Best of Us Bleed. Hey, just in time for Christmas. How convenient.
How convenient for such a medium.
for your Christmas gift giving.
No, it's good. It's perfect. It's actually really good timing. I'm glad they waited till the new one was out.
Mm-hmm.
Because the three new songs on that Best Of was recorded like 2 years ago or something like that. And but it's good. It's a good 20th anniversary kind of gift.
Yeah, that it is cool.
Our fans and stuff like that. So we're happy with it.
How do you go about picking and choosing what tracks go on something like that?
Very simply. We just decided to pick the fan favorites in some part, and then some of our favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Have a blend of both. And then, there's extra stuff. There's like pre-Whisper Supremacy, like pre-prod Whisper Supremacy stuff. There's Japan, like live shows, and Montreal live show. And like I said, those three songs that we recorded a while back with Yuri, actually, and Eric, the longtime ex-bass player.
And that's cool. So I just can't believe you got so much done. It's like just 2 months ago your other album came out, and then I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah,
more!
That's why the Best Of was in the works for a while. And we're trying to like do some video stuff, too.
Oh, cool.
So we're trying to stay... stay busy, and of course, well, we have to tour, and touring will be 2013, probably most of the year.
Yeah, well, that's pretty soon. You make it sound like it's so far away, but what is it?
But the world
12 weeks? So. Oh, stop it. That's crap. Yeah, I want to believe that, too. I'd be like, yeah, let's max out all our credit cards, and then with my...
yeah, you can go on a binge the week before.
Yeah. Flo said it was going to end. What the frick's the matter with you people? Send the bill to him.
don't sue me. I know how you guys operate. I like that in Canada.
So with this, the new one out there that's coming out, how is it going? Is there going to be any special packaging or anything crazy like that?
Since it's not the same record label, since we're doing the Cryptopsy ourselves and Century Media is doing the Best Of, I don't think there will be, but we could because we have a few copies that they sent us.
Mm-hmm.
We could. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff. There's a vinyl coming out, too, of the Cryptopsy, and I'm sure there's a...
Oh, that's cool. I love that stuff.
Yeah, we got, like, new merch and stuff. So, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff, and we're going to do contests, too. We're actually, for Cryptopsy, we're gonna release the songs digitally, let's say, without the drums or without the guitars or without the vocals, to four different, albums, if you wish.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have a contest that people want to play on it and send it to us, they'll win.
Oh, that's cool.
Big stuff like amps and basses and like $500 cymbals and stuff like that. So.
Oh, that's cool. Or they could just use it for karaoke.
Or they, you know, that too, yeah.
Because isn't that what everybody karaoke's to is your songs?
Yeah, piss off the parents. That's
the way to go. Oh, yeah, Mom.
Yeah, listen to this. Okay, go to your room.
So you got something for, you know, all Cryptopsies fans they could look forward to. Gosh, you know, it's I just was really couldn't believe it. Now, are you doing, you're doing some tours up there? You're doing some shows up there in Canada?
Yeah. We just came back from the Loud Park in Japan last week and doing November series of shows, like, of course, Montreal, a big show in Montreal and Toronto and the big cities around here and some smaller cities. So until, like, the mid-December, we're pretty much booked, and then we got to wait till winter's over because there's nothing.
Hey, in winter is when you could do your videos out in the snow.
See, that's a dead. Okay, I'll write that down right now.
Write that down. You got a lot to write down here. And, hey, you know, speaking about Japan, what's it like over there now after all this stuff has happened to them?
If you've ever been there or if you know how Japanese people work, it's like nothing happened.
Wow.
Is the efficiency that the Japanese have is just unbelievable. And you know what it is? It's such a different culture. I mean, you go there and everybody's super friendly. And service-wise,
mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable. And people help each other out tremendously. Strangers.
Mm-hmm.
If we had that in North America, my God.
Oh, I know. You know,
my God, we'd go far.
It was, I remember watching all that thing going down on TV, right? And here, you know, like in the States, people would be like panicking, everything. It was like everybody's just orderly,
yeah.
You know? I'm like, oh my God, I think I'm panicking more than they are, you know? I'm like, dude, you know, you just lost all this and you're just standing there just happy.
No, it's unbelievable. Listen, I mean, like, it's been 3 years since they've been trying to build a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
No, not a bridge, sorry, an overpass next to my house over here in Montreal. And the Japanese rebuild a bridge in like 2 to 3 weeks.
I know what you're saying. It's like the highway work. It's been going on for like 8 years. My kids were babies when it started.
Yes, you know? I noticed that too, because where you are, there's a lot of construction as well. And when you enter Quebec, right above you guys,
yep.
Nuts. Anyways, the Japanese, they rule. Great folks.
That's great. So, okay, Flo, are you happy with the band now?
Am I happy?
Yeah. Are you glad you stuck with it? I mean, I think.
Well, I mean, yeah. As long as they don't piss me off, I'm happy. No, I'm happy. I'm glad. We've done a lot, you know. And when I hear that people say you've influenced me or you've done this, that's all I need to hear. It's all positive, and I'm glad. And I could do this for a long time. I mean, I've been working a lot, you know, on my own and just developing my skills. So for me, it's like getting a little bit easier to do all this. So I'm good to go, you know. And of course, I have projects. But Cryptopsy's cool, man. Just Cryptopsy's got to stick with it, and the new members got to have, you know, faith and confidence in themselves because they're incredible musicians that they can release and do all this over and over again.
Well, thank you, for taking the time out to do this with us, and you know, we're looking forward to. I know I am to you coming over the border. Be a good boy, so they'll let you come across.
Yes. I will be a good boy.
And just, you know, to see, you know, you guys live, you know, it'd be a great thing. I've never seen you live here, so that'd be a treat for me. I've heard everything, being a DJ, and I've heard you progress throughout the years with your different singers and the different stuff, but it doesn't ever replace the live experience.
No, of course not.
You know, so, again, thank you so much.
We'll be there 2013.
Okay.
Thank you very much for the support, and I had a great time doing this.
Yes, you too. And hang on 1 second. I'm going to get a quick ID from you.